Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Regional partners are stepping up to keep Meals on Wheels functioning in rural communities across South Texas. Earlier this month, the Community Council of South Central Texas, the agency that operates the program, announced that it was ending its Meals on Wheels contract because of financial pressure. We're talking about what's the outlook for Meals on Wheels in San Antonio in the near term and the long term. Meals on Wheels serves about 3,000 seniors in Bexar County on its average delivery and visit agenda. We invite you to call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And we're joined this afternoon by Annie Erickson. She is the Aging Services Director of the Alamo Area Council of Governments, ACOG, and Vincent Farias. He is the CEO of Meals on Wheels San Antonio. It's great to have you here this afternoon.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, Annie, can you tell me about what's going on here? This is a pretty alarming when you find out that the contract was canceled. Who had the contract? Why was it canceled?
We have a contract.
Who does?
ACOG has a contract with the Community Council of South Central Texas and other providers. We have the funding that we receive from the state that we then funnel to our contractors, which could be Meals on Wheels, CCSET, a lot of other meal providers in the community. CCSET had a contract for 7 counties in our region, because ACOG has a 13-county region, and these were, unfortunately, the rural counties. And so there aren't a lot of services out there. So Bobby Dyke submitted his letter of termination for 30 days, which is the requirement in canceling a contract with ACOG. And so then we scrambled around to get these seniors fed. And I've got to give a big kudos to our community stepping up. We had a lot of people that were interested in helping. We had a lot of organizations, anywhere from the food bank to Meals on Wheels to, of course, people that took over the contracts, which were, again, Meals on Wheels, and our Comal County Senior Citizens Foundation, Ken Lowry. They took four of the counties,
counties. So you put out an SOS.
Yes.
And so we need some people to kind of, and so is.
We hit the phones.
So the situation that was developed in the immediate need, is that a sustainable solution?
Yes. You know, as it is, the state sets the rate for the reimbursement on these meals, and it is low, and it's been that rate for decades. And I'm the director of the what we call the AAA, the Area Agency on Aging, and there's 28 of us in the state. And so we've been campaigning to get those rates increased. However, in the meantime, the providers, of course, the more volume you have, the lower the cost per meal. And then also they do other things to raise funds. They have other, sometimes the county contributes money, and then also, you know, they have fundraising in their own communities to help supplement what ACOG can funnel through.
When you say that the rate that we get from the state doesn't cover the price of the meal, can you give me some dollars and cents?
Well, I'm going to defer to Vincent for that, since they have their costs incurred. But again, the $4.95, when you're just talking about the cost of the meal, you're also required to go do an assessment to these clients. So there's a cost there. There's the transportation cost. It's not just actually the meal itself.
Right. Vincent Farias, CEO of Meals on Wheels San Antonio. What are the dollars and cents?
Well, we are very proud of being able to drive the cost down on the food we are able to prepare here and serve in Bexar County. Our meals average $5.50 to $6 a meal. Nationwide, it's over $11 a meal, especially in areas of the country that are very rural, significant transportation costs and what have you.
What kind of meal do you get for $5, $6?
We have an excellent meal. For the people that we're serving so often, this may be the only meal they eat that day. Nutritionally, it covers about half of what they need to get by on. It's not enough, but it's the meal packs a punch.
And so if you just move that microphone a little bit closer to you, that would be great. And yeah, that's perfect. And so it's not just the meal, but it's also the human contact. That's an important part of of what Meals on Wheels provides.
That's true. One of the things that we're dealing with out there is isolation and loneliness. And when you have isolation, loneliness follows, and that, of course, brings all kinds of other issues, especially depression. Then you have a downward spiral of other health issues that are piling on, and that in turn puts a big burden on all of us in society and having to cover those costs. People get into the emergency rooms quicker, they occupy hospital beds, and it's not good.
So there are cases of elder abuse out there, and this is a way to try and try to keep an eye out for those things, and also providing day-to-day wellness checks on individuals to make sure that everybody's doing okay. I mean, this sounds like something that a society should have, especially when many of us can't be right there with our aging moms and dads or grandparents anymore. It's great to have an agency that's out there keeping an eye on folks.
You are so right. I was visiting with a gentleman earlier this week, and so many of the people we serve are they're out of sight. And because they're out of sight, they're out of mind. And they're behind closed doors in our neighborhoods. We don't realize that they are there. And being able to knock on the door, friendly hello, smile, that wellness check you're talking about, that makes all the difference in the world. And to have that hot meal come right in with it, it's terrific.
So when you said that the price, that it cost you all about $5 to $6 to prepare this hot meal for the folks that you deliver, how much of that is covered by the state?
For the amount of meals that we serve here in Bexar County, the state pays about 30% of the cost overall. So $4.95 reimbursement rate on that one particular contract covers, you know, the biggest part of $6, but that is not all of our meals. So average nationwide, this funding through the Older Americans Act only covers about 35% of the cost of the meals.
So how do you make it up?
We are out there any way we can. People see me coming and they think, oh no, here comes Vincent. He's not only asking for my time and my talents, but especially my treasures. But we are very fortunate to live in a generous community, and individuals, foundations, corporate foundations, churches, civics groups, you name it.
And so which counties are being impacted right now, and are we seeing now that the situation that local agencies are stepping up to fill in the gap? So what we used to have was sort of an agency that was doing all of these seven counties, and now it's being broken up. So are different people getting different types of services? Annie?
We've been able to continue the home-delivered meal service. So the counties that were affected were Comal, Guadalupe, Wilson, Karnes, Atascosa, and Frio. And also McMullen. Now, McMullen is a smaller populated county, and McMullen has taken on their own. They're going to handle those meals. They had six individuals that needed home-delivered meals. There's only about 800 people in all of the county. So they're taking it on themselves. They're not asking for any more government funding. The county's going to do it. So that leaves the six counties here. CCSCT was housed in Guadalupe County in Seguin. So our first call was to Ken Lowry, who's in the neighboring county of Comal County, and he was able to take on those adjoining counties to his. So he took on Guadalupe, Wilson, and Karnes. And a couple of things that we need for these two organizations that have stepped up to fill in the gaps, because Vincent and his group has Meals on Wheels has taken Atascosa and Frio. And we need volunteers, we need volunteer drivers, and we also need congregate meal sites. We need congregate meal sites.
What does that mean, congregate meal
sites? A congregate meal is where, like in a senior center, where Meals on Wheels or Ken Lowry's group would provide the meals to like a senior center, a church organization where seniors can come. They're able to provide transportation sometimes, but the seniors come and have a lunch there. And so some of our funding pays for those congregate meals also, which is a group meal. So there's the homebound side, and then there's also the congregate meal side of providing meals in senior centers and where seniors gather to also feed them.
So I'm hearing a lot of territory.
Yes. I mean,
there's a lot of miles that have to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are, who's your typical client that you use for Meals on Wheels? Tell me a story of somebody who's like a typical person that you would have there, Vincent.
Oh, I could tell you that the majority of the people that we serve are female. Most of them are older than 88 years of age. They're getting by on less than $12,000 a year, but they've outlived family, or family don't live in the region. However, that is just a broad stroke of the paintbrush there. They vary in age from, you know, mid-50s on to some that are 106 years old that we're serving here in San Antonio today.
And they are trying to get by on Social Security?
Absolutely.
And Social Security only goes so far, and that's not very far.
It's tough. Biggest thing is they can't get out of their home. They can't go to a store to purchase their food. They aren't able to stand and prepare an adequate meal. And that is tough. That is really tough when they're trying to make do with those limited income means, but then the physical liabilities jump in and keep them from preparing that food.
And driving out in those rural areas, I mean, even when you're fully aware of all your capacities, that's a tough thing, you know. People drive so crazy out there.
It is. One of the statistics that's out there is that 1 in 6 seniors are facing the threat of hunger. And people hear that and they think, what do you mean facing the threat? But it's what we're talking about here. They don't have access to that food, or they can't prepare the food, and therefore they're just sitting in isolation.
So when you deliver the meal, are you delivering one meal at a time, or can you deliver 3 or 4 at a time?
Here in Bexar County, we are delivering a hot noontime meal. A large group of our folks we serve actually get tomorrow's breakfast meal with that meal today. For some of the ones out in where we're serving in Frio and Atascosa, though, we'll be delivering a hot meal plus some chilled meals that they can eat when we're not there. Because just now starting up, we do not have 5-day-a-week service. We're going to be building into that.
Wow. So that's a smart way to utilize what you're doing to take advantage of those miles. But also, it would be better to be able to get there every day to check on people and provide them a hot meal. We're going to take a break right now, but our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment, if you want to talk about Meals on Wheels, if it's touched your life, we'd love to hear your story. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. How can we make sure that Meals on Wheels continues, and that it's a sustainable program, gets the resources that it needs in order to provide quality meals, hot meals, to the seniors who are otherwise isolated in our community in South Texas? The Source continues after this.
In writing the music for the Oscar-winning animated film Coco, the filmmakers and songwriters went to Mexico to gather as much authentic material as they could.
So when you see the characters dancing, they are really dancing to, you know, authentic zapateado.
Next time on Fronteras, Texas native and Latina Hollywood composer Germaine Franco talks about writing for Coco. Download Fronteras wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. A chill went through South Central Texas when they found out that the partnership to supply Meals on Wheels was being cut off. The contract was being announced. It was no longer going to be fulfilled because of financial pressures. There are some regional agencies that are stepping up to make sure that there are seniors in our counties that aren't going to go hungry. But is this a sustainable solution? What can we do to make sure that Meals on Wheels continues in our area? If you've got a question or a comment, the number is 210-614-8980. Ken Lowry is on the line. And Ken, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
We're the Comal County Senior Citizens Foundation, and we are working with ACOG to solve this problem. We are the Meals on Wheels provider for Comal County, and this is the service that we do for our county, and we want to continue that service and provide meals to the seniors in Guadalupe, Wilson, and Karnes County. They need help. We want to help them. We don't want to see anyone go hungry.
So, Ken, tell me what you want people to know about the services that you're providing, and because if we don't tell this story, it doesn't get heard. So tell us why people need to know what's happening out there. What's the reality?
I have Renee Sampier here, and she is communicating and working with the different agencies, and she can tell you a little more about our program.
All right.
We currently serve 250 local seniors and veterans and disabled aging adults in Comal County, and picking up Guadalupe and Kearns and Wilson County, we're adding another 200 people per day, 295 people per day to our existing 245. And so what we're really needing right now is help from all the communities. We have a lot of miles that we're trying to cover, and it's a four-hour round-trip drive for us to take some of these meals to the people that really need them. Ken has been very instrumental in setting up drop sites, working with churches, getting volunteers in the other counties to help us. But quite frankly, we are still needing help.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us know. That's what we want people to find out. We want to get a reality check of what's happening to our seniors here across South Texas, South Central Texas. And this is another caller, and this is Kenneth S. Kenneth S., welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, my goodness, I've listened to this program for quite some time. You do a wonderful job, my friend. It's well received.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, tell us about Meals on Wheels.
I would say this. My mother, before she passed away, received Meals on Wheels. And everything that the gentleman is saying is 100% correct. The people were nice. You know, my mother enjoyed speaking to them. I remember my mother got sick, and the guy was so concerned, he left a note saying he was worried about my mother. And I can't understand how we can waste money on everything else. We need to find some way to take care of this. I would be willing to donate time or anything else, and I would love to leave my contact information if, you know, if I would be able to help someone.
Kenneth S., thank you for the call. You can leave your contact information with one of our producers, and we can pass that along. So we're hearing Vincent Ferris, CEO of Meals on Wheels San Antonio, from folks who are saying this is an important program. We can't see we don't want it to fade away, you know. So, but obviously the program is you're not going to fade away. There's plenty of people who want to do that. But we got to make sure it has all the resources that it needs.
That's exactly right. One of the things I think we need to make sure that people understand that we're very much part of the fabric here in San Antonio and Bexar County, and our organization is strong and fruitful, and we are doing great things and continuing to expand. Our biggest challenge that we have today is these outlying communities where the former program pulled back. And the more rural areas, it's tough to find the volunteers. It's tough to find the extra funding that we talked about to make up for the shortfall on this pass-through federal dollars.
So, Annie Erickson, I'm still not clear. You're the Aging Services Director for the Alamo Area Council of Governments, ACOG. I'm not clear about what happened to the previous contract holder. Why did they said because of financial pressures. Well, I'd like to know more about what those pressures were.
The model that they had was really not financially sustainable. There are ways to cut costs, as Vincent talked about before, through volunteers and through donated sites and, you know, just contributions from other sources.
Like the food bank, we work closely with the food bank.
And so they were paying their drivers to deliver the food and paying for the congregate meal sites that we spoke of, or just, you know, kitchens to then serve those adjoining counties. So because they had such a large territory, they had some satellite kitchens where they would prepare the meals to then distribute those meals out. And so they were paying rent on like two or three facilities, and then also paying their drivers. So, you know, you can see where the costs got really high, and it was not a financially sustainable model. And their board decided to discontinue.
I'm sure that was a tough decision for them, but still we got to figure out how we're going to provide these needed services to our elderly individuals and disabled adults that we have in our community.
Absolutely, because it's very important, not only as the gentleman spoke on the phone that called in about his mother, it is that contact. It is, you know, putting eyes on the senior to make sure they're okay. They also have pets. And so a lot of times what Vincent's group does, they raise funds or they get donations for pet food, and then deliver the pet food with the meal, along with the meal.
Because if you don't provide the pet food, what happens, Vincent?
Those folks are going to pull back on the meal that they're eating to feed that companion pet. Mm-hmm. And that's why animals are very important to them. That may be the only living creature that they have around them during the day besides the friendly volunteer knocking on the door.
So it really is a companion pet. And so I'm going to get another caller. This is Kathleen. Kathleen, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Kathleen.
I used to be a home health nurse, and the majority of my people barely survived on the Meals on Wheels that they were getting. I mean, that's one meal a day. And a lot of them have nutritional requirements that the Meals on Wheels weren't able to meet, so they were, you know, they couldn't eat some of the stuff that came. But they also, I mean, I watched Meals on Wheels drivers, you know, they would stop and chat with them. One driver found one of my people on the floor and called for help. So, you know, there's a lot that they do for the community besides just delivering food. And I missed the why or who is cutting off the funds, but whoever they are, it's a disgrace. I mean, we really need these people.
All right, Kathleen, I appreciate your call and your story. That's important for us to hear that side of things. But, you know, the agency that's no longer being able to fulfill the contract, it's because the resources weren't there with the model that they were following.
With that model, yes. But so, as Vincent spoke earlier, they supplement what ACOG contract provides with other resources. So you have to be creative and reach out to the community to make it a sustainable model. And so thankfully we did have two very strong providers with sustainable models that jumped in so that these seniors would not go without a meal. And just for clarification real quickly, when Vincent spoke about, you know, delivering some cold meals along with the hot, they do also call the senior on every day of the week. So Monday through Friday, they do get, if they're not there in person, they do make a phone call to that senior to check on them.
So we mentioned the Older Americans Act, and can we talk about what that act is and what it brings up?
Absolutely. The Older Americans Act was passed in 1965, part of some of President Johnson's...
The war on poverty.
Yes. And Meals on Wheels were added years later to it, and we're actually celebrating that this March is March for Meals. But people talk about federal programs, and you hear a lot of groans and, oh, my gosh. But this is one federal program that absolutely worked. It was intended from the get-go to leverage federal dollars to bring in local monies. I mentioned 30% to 35% federal dollars. I mean, it's amazing. It is just amazing. For every dollar of federal money that comes, there's over $3 in local monies added to it. And it truly creates a public-private partnership.
So I don't think the community is lacking the will in order to try to find a way to make sure that Meals on Wheels here locally in Bexar County and also across South Central Texas and across Texas, people want Meals on Wheels to have everything it needs to operate. And we've got adults who have been, you know, obviously the greatest generation. They've done so much for us. We have to make sure that they got everything that they need. What does the community need to know in order to provide what you need?
One of the things they could do is talk to their elected officials and tell them what a great opportunity they have to truly make an impact right here in the individual neighborhoods, because we're saving taxpayers' dollars by keeping people out of the emergency rooms. One statistic that pops up is that annual health care cost attributable to malnutrition exceeds $50 billion a year. And if we can keep people eating, if we can check on them, we're not going to have those additional costs piling on. So the Older Americans Act has been flat funded. There's been virtually no increases in that. It's not keeping pace with this unbelievable age wave that we're experiencing. And unfortunately, across the country, there are 20 million fewer meals being served today than there were in 2005. Part of its programs like this one that just closed have just gone out of business. They haven't been able to get the resources they need to get the job done. San Antonio and Bexar County stepping up to the challenge, and we need everybody to help us with our surrounding counties out here in South Texas.
Programs like Meals on Wheels saves millions, if not billions, of taxpayer dollars by allowing individuals to age in place in their homes where they want to be, and not forcing people to go into nursing homes where they would be paid for by much more tax dollars. So Meals on Wheels, an important thing to think about here. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning us in. See you tomorrow.